We're diving back in to a series that we started last week called On Target. And really kind of the heart of this series comes out of, I think, a deep longing and desire inside of all of us that we want to know our purpose, right? We want to know why we're here. What is the meaning of my life? What am I supposed to be doing with my life, right? I want to know if I'm on target. And really, what this series is about is discovering our true purpose, right? Because the culture's definition, the world's definition of what purpose is, and God's definition, His purpose for us, is very, very different. And so, in week one, here's what we did. We simply laid a foundation, right? You got to start by laying a foundation. If you want to build, if you want to grow and really understand anything in this life, you've got to put the horse before the cart, right? So to speak, right? Make sure that you've hit the foundational principles first. And so in week one, here's what we discussed, that we have a primary purpose in this life before anything else, before any secondary or third purposes that we might have. The number one thing that we were created for is to bring glory to God by becoming like Jesus, by becoming like His Son. Learning how to be like Him is so important and vitally important to us, to our lives, before we ever begin to do anything, right? We have to learn how to be. This is what we talked about last week. Why? Why is this so important? Well, number one, a thing's purpose can only come from its creator, right? In order to understand your purpose, you have to know your creator. You have to know the one who created you and gave you that purpose. And so what we talked about last week is that we have to allow Jesus to have total access to our lives, to be connected to Him at all times, allowing Him the freedom to move and to guide us. This is the first thing, right? If we're going to ever understand our purpose, we must connect to Him. We talked about being connected to the vine. See, I believe this is the reason that so many people never experience, really experience their actual true purpose in this life, is because they're not connected to the one who gives purpose, right? It's an identity issue. It's an identity issue. We have to know who we are before we can really ever understand what we're supposed to do. Identity determines direction, right? Identity determines direction. Who I am will determine where and what, where I will go and what I will ultimately end up doing. Number two, though, whether we realize it or not, what we're really asking when we say, I want to know what my purpose is I want to know how to be fulfilled in life. I want fulfillment. I want to be satisfied. I want the longing deep down inside of me to finally stop, right? That void that we all feel, right? I think all of us have felt it at one time or another in our lives. That void that you feel, it was designed to be filled with one thing and one thing only: Christ and His purpose for your life. You see, what we do though, is we have this kind of round hole in our spirit and our soul. And Christ is the round peg that is supposed to fit in that round hole, that fits it perfectly, that it was designed for us. And yet what we do is we take a square peg and we try to force it into that round hole. We constantly try to fit it in there. And so I want to encourage you, if you didn't get a chance to go to our YouTube channel or Facebook and watch the message from week one, you got to watch the message from week one, because again, it lays a foundation for everything that we're going to talk about today. If you're not subscribed to our YouTube channel, I really want to encourage you, go there. Subscribe to that. It will automatically let you know whenever we upload any new content so that you can stay up to date with any message series or any other content that we're producing throughout each week. Every Wednesday night, we've been doing this thing called Engage the Message. We post those there where you're able to kind of get a touch point from Sunday's message and reconnect with the content in a practical and fresh new way each Wednesday night. Those are going to be on our YouTube channel as well. So please make sure you're connected to that. Make sure you subscribe so that you don't miss out again on any of that content. But now that we've kind of laid the foundation, here's what I want to do this week. I want to get into the question that I think most of us, this is the question that we really want answered. Does God have a specific purpose for my life? In other words, I just want to know what I'm supposed to be doing with my life, right? That's the question that most of us think about, or when we're thinking about purpose, we want to know what to do with our life, right? Am I on the right track? What's my target specifically for me that I'm supposed to be aiming at? Now, as human beings, I think we do a really good job of complicating things that are actually really simple, right? And what I've learned in my life is that complicated is always more stressful. Complicated is never as easy as simple, right? What I want to do today is I want to try to make this whole concept of purpose really, really simple, because I believe that it actually is. And I believe what we do, even in the church, even as Christians, is we make this whole discovering God's purpose, God's will, God's calling for our life, we make it so much more complicated than it has to be. And so today, here's where I want to start. Our purpose can be broken down into three areas, three categories. It can be broken down into what, into how, and to where. And so first, the what. What am I supposed to be doing with my life? Well, there's two things, two commands that Jesus actually gives to his followers. Two things that he expects us to do regardless of who we are, what our background is, what our talents or gifts might be, we are supposed to do these two things. And remember, I told you, I want to make this simple. Some of you have probably heard this before, but maybe you've never really taken it to heart. Maybe you've never really laid this as the foundation, as your purpose, for the purpose for your life. So number one, it's the great commandment. It's the great commandment found over in Matthew chapter 22. Verse 37 to 39. The great commandment says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. Your purpose in this life is to love God and to love people. As you become more like Christ, and this is why it's so important that we become like Christ. That's why that's our very first foundational purpose, is becoming like him. And out of that, as we become more like Christ, we will begin to fulfill this purpose that he has for all of us, to love God by loving people. How do you love an invisible God who you can't see? I've always wondered that. Like, I have a hard time with that sometimes. Like, I can't see God. I don't know where he is, but I'll tell you what I can do. I can love people. And what scripture tells us is that when we love people, we are actually loving God. Your primary purpose, no matter who you are or where you happen to be, what season of life you happen to be in, is to love people. That's it. It's really that simple. It is not complicated. Second, we have the great commandment and we have this thing called the great commission. Before Jesus ascended back into heaven after the resurrection, he charged his disciples with living out this great commission. Here's what I want you to go and do. He says, all authority has been given to me. I'm God. I'm the one that you are putting your hope and your faith and your trust in. And now here's what I'm challenging you to do. He says, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Matthew 28, 19 and 20. It's that simple. Love God by loving people and share Jesus, share the gospel, the good news about Jesus Christ with as many people as you possibly can. Take it into your family, your communities, your city, your region, and to the ends of the earth. This is how, or this is what you are supposed to be doing with your life as a Jesus follower. If you have put your faith in him, if you have made him Lord of your life, this is the command. Love people and tell people about Jesus. And if you are doing those two things, don't miss this, please. If you're doing those two things, you are living out God's purpose for your life. And I think this is difficult for some of us, because in some ways I think we want it to be more complicated than this, right? This requires a little bit of a perspective change, I think, from what most of us have come to believe. Whether you're a teacher or a doctor or a businesswoman or a postman or a custodian, your primary purpose in this life is not any of those things. Your primary purpose is to love people and to share the good news of the gospel with people. And I don't know about you, but this takes a tremendous amount of pressure off of me. And I think that it should take a tremendous amount of pressure off of you as well. Because we get so hung up, don't we? We get so hung up in this life on the career path that we're supposed to take, the job that we're supposed to be doing. And if I don't do the right thing, if I don't make the right choice, then I'm going to be miserable and I'm going to be frustrated all the time and I'm not going to be fulfilled. And what's so amazing about this is it doesn't matter what job or career you end up in, you have the opportunity to love people and to share Jesus with people. And again, that should just take all of the weight off of us. That's the expectation of our Heavenly Father. That's the purpose that he designed you and created you for. So that's the what. That is the what for everyone, no matter who you are. But there's a second piece to this now. The how. How am I supposed to be doing that? The what is the same for all of us. It doesn't change no matter who you are. But the how, and this is where it gets kind of fun. The how is unique. It's a unique and specific purpose and calling for every single individual on the planet. Each of us has been created, all of us, with unique personality and passions and giftings. And I want you to mark this down. Where God's purpose, that purpose of loving people and fulfilling this great commission to share Jesus with people, where God's purpose meets your gifts and your passions, is where you will find your greatest fulfillment. What do you love to do? Think about it, right? What's your passion? What are you passionate about? Is it sports? Is it the arts? Maybe it's technology? Maybe it's some specific cause in your life, right? What are you talented at? What are your strengths? What are the things that you're good at? Are you good at organization and administration? Are you a good public speaker? Or are you a good counselor or teacher? Are you just a good leadership? Do you have great leadership qualities, right? What are the things you're passionate about? What are your strengths? And then you take those things and you combine them with God's primary purpose to love people and to share Jesus. And when you do that, you are going to find incredible fulfillment. Let me just share with you just my own personal journey through this. When I was a teenager, I had no idea what I really wanted to do with my life. And I went to college and I kind of bounced around a whole bunch of different majors. But I eventually discovered that I was supposed to be a pastor. Why? Because I love teaching. I love sharing knowledge with people. I love inspiring people to follow Jesus, right? I love telling people about Jesus. And so God has called me. He has put that specific purpose on me, right? I get to love people through that. I get to share the gospel with people through that. And it's an amazing thing for me and my unique skill set and gifts. But he's also called me to be a coach because I love running, right? Those of you who know me well know that one of my passions outside of my faith and my family is distance running. And so I've been a cross country and track coach for a long time. And every day I get to go to track practice or cross country practice, and I get to share the knowledge and the wisdom that I have about running. And I get to impact teenagers and students and point them to Christ in a way that I wouldn't get to do as a pastor. It's a totally different kind of purpose for my life, but I love it. And I feel so fulfilled when I'm doing it, when I'm doing both of those things, right? Combining my passion and my gifting with God's ultimate purpose for my life, to love people and to share Jesus with them. And the question that you've got to ask yourself is, what is that for you? God has created you so uniquely. He's given you such a unique skill set and passion and gifting. He wants to use those things to reach people for his glory. Those are the questions that you should be asking yourself. A few important things, though, just to understand about all of this, right? First of all, the how, and I think you've kind of gathered this already, but the how isn't nearly as important as the what, right? We get so hung up on the how, but the what is really what matters, right? And I want to encourage you, if you have any influence, if you're a young person, maybe a high school student or college student, you're listening to this, or if you have any influence over young people, students, high school, college, whatever it might be, we have got to stop teaching our young people that they are going to be fulfilled by a career in and of itself. And we have to start teaching them that the career they choose is the vehicle to fulfill the ultimate purpose, the ultimate plan and purpose that God has for their life, to love people and to share Jesus with them. Second thing, this doesn't always have to be your vocation. I think we get so hung up on that as well. Like, it doesn't have to be your job, your job that gets, you know, puts the food on the table and pays the bills. It might lead to it eventually, but oftentimes it's something that you volunteer in. It's something that's a hobby on the side, right? And that's okay. Like, you can be fulfilling your purpose wherever you are. Third, this is most likely going to change at some point in your life. It may change multiple times throughout your life, depending on the specific time and season and place that you might be in. God might move you and direct you to a new purpose, a new specific purpose to use to help you fulfill that primary purpose, to love people and to share Jesus with people. So don't miss that. Incredibly important to remember that. That no matter how you do it, right? No matter how you are living out that primary purpose, God is going to use you to love people, to bring them into the kingdom, and to share Jesus with them. But then finally, we've got the what, we've got the how, and we've got the where. Where am I supposed to be living out this purpose? Jesus created a place for all of us to live out our purpose, whether you realize it or not. And he calls this place his church, the body of Christ. And every single Jesus follower has a role to play within his church. I love how Paul puts this in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, starting in verse 12. This is what he says. He says, just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. As Christ followers, we are called to be a part of His church, a part of the global body of Christ, right? And each of us, this is what it says. It says, "For we were all baptized by one Spirit so as to form one body. Whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, we were all given the one Spirit to drink." No matter what background you come from, you as a Jesus follower, you are now a part of this unified body with a unified purpose in this world. But what's so amazing to me about this is that each of us has a unique role designed by God, gifted by God to play within His church. This is what he goes on to say. He says, "Now if the foot should say, 'Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body,' it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, 'Because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body,' it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as He wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body." Every single part of your body, your physical body, right, is essential to the function of the human body, right? Every single part of it. You need your ears to hear. Without them, you can't hear. You need your eyes. You need your nose to smell. You need your hands to pick things up. You need your legs to walk, right? Every single part of the body plays its own specific role, all combining with it, with itself, with each other, to create this unified body that works in conjunction with each, with itself and with each other. And in the same exact way, Paul's describing the church that way. He's saying, in the church, each individual person that's part of the body brings something different, brings a unique ability to the body of Christ. And when it's not there, when it's missing, the body of Christ isn't the same. It's missing out on your specific gifting and skill set. You have been called and designed to use your gifts. This is your part of your purpose, to be a part of the church. And so I want to challenge you to do a couple of things based on these three categories of purpose that we've just talked about: the what, the how, and the where. The first thing is this: stay focused on your current season. Stay focused on your current season. Wherever you are in this season of your life, stay focused on what God has called you to do. Loving people and sharing the gospel, sharing the good news with people, right? We get so hung up sometimes on the future. What am I supposed to be doing next? I'm in this job that I don't love, and I want to move on, and I want to do something different. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with feeling that sense that you're not where you're supposed to be, but here's what happens to us. We get so hung up on that we miss out on what we're supposed to be doing right now, right where we are. Stay focused on the present, on your current season. And there's a couple of areas where I want to challenge you to do this in. Number one, if you are a husband, if you are a wife, if you are a parent, your primary purpose above everything else is to love your family, to love your spouse, to love your kids, and to point them to Jesus, to be sharing Jesus, to be a living example of Christ to them before anything else. If you are single and you want to be married someday, while you are waiting, don't obsess over it. Stop focusing on, you know, what might be in the future, and love the people that God has placed in front of you right now. Share Jesus with the people that God has put in front of you right now. Point them to Christ. If you are in a job right now where you are just miserable, maybe, and you're feeling like you're not fulfilled, if you're a young person who's trying to figure out college and beyond, would you just do this with me today? Would you focus on loving the people that God has put in front of you right here and right now? And would you focus on sharing Christ with them? Again, you want to feel the pressure of this life come off? You want to feel the weight come off and begin to experience the freedom of God's purpose for your life? Start living in the present like that. Just make that your life's goal, your ambition in life is to simply love people and share Jesus with them. And I promise you, here's what's going to happen. Some of that other stuff that you've been so worried about, it's going to kind of just fade away. And what's eventually going to happen is it's going to happen in God's timing. His plan and purpose will play out in His timing. And that's what I want to challenge you to do next. First, it's stay focused on your current season, but then you've got to be available. Be available. Keep your eyes open, right? We want purpose, but a lot of times we miss it because we're not paying attention. Or God lays this direction, this path that we're supposed to go on right in front of us, and we're too afraid to take it. Or maybe God lays it in front of us and we just flat out say, no, I don't want to go down that path. And so here's my question for you today. Are you willing to go wherever God leads you to go in order to do what He has called you to do? You have to be paying attention to the opportunities, though. In order for that to happen, you've got to be ready. You got to be willing to step out in faith, to move somewhere. Maybe you've lived in the same place your entire life, and God's like, I got an opportunity for you here, for you to fulfill the calling and the purpose that I've placed on you. You got to be willing to move, though. You got to be willing to maybe change careers, take less money, whatever. And it doesn't mean that's for sure what's going to happen, but would you be willing to do that in order to experience the fullness of God's purpose for your life if that was laid in front of you? We have to be available, right? I love this quote. I've heard it so many times in my life now, but I think it's so relevant to what we're talking about here today. Your greatest ability is your availability. Let me say that again. Your greatest ability is your availability. Your willingness to be used by God is your greatest ability. Because God can do anything through you if you are willing to surrender to Him and to His purpose for your life. And at the end of the day, here's what God wants more than anything. He just wants you. He wants you. He wants your heart to be in on whatever it is He's called you to do. Then finally, be part of the church. You want to find your purpose in life? It is, if you are a Jesus follower, to be a part of His church. Jesus created this amazing community of like-minded people to do life with, to impact the world with. And yet here's what just kills me and is so saddening to me and frustrating, to be honest, from being totally honest with you today. There are so many people who they discount that, who they don't engage in being a part of the church. And I'm not talking about just going to church on a Sunday for an hour. I'm talking about really truly being a part of the family of God. Do you realize this? That Jesus actually calls the church His bride. He calls the church His bride. So to be a follower of Jesus and not want to participate in His church, to not want to be part of His church, is to say, Jesus, I don't want to be your bride. It can't be that way. If we are a Jesus follower, and I'm going to make a controversial statement here, and I'm going to get up in maybe a few people's grills right now, but you can't call yourself a Jesus follower and not be part of His church. They go hand in hand. And again, what just saddens me is I see so many people who they're not getting involved in the church. They're not getting involved in the church with the church and the church's people. And they're missing out on their purpose because of that. And they're not fulfilled because of that. Your gifts, don't miss this today. Your gifts are needed in the church. God only created one of you, totally unique. And if you are not involved, the church is missing something. If you're the ear, come on now. If you're the ear and you're way over there and you're disconnected from the body can't hear as well, right? The body needs its ear. You might be the ear that it's missing. And so whether you realize it or not, there's something missing without you. You were created to be part of the church. And so I want to challenge you today, whether it's True North Church here in the Pittsburgh area, and maybe you've been coming to True North for a while and you've just kind of been a spectator, or whether you live in a different part of Pittsburgh or a different part of the country or around the world somewhere, would you just get involved in the body of Christ? Not the organization, not the institution of the church, but become an active participant in the body of Christ. Would you use your God-given gifts to help the church grow and impact more people? Would you join a group? You have a lot to offer other people. Your perspective, what you've been through, the experiences that God has brought you through. Would you serve? Start to volunteer. Again, be part of the church. You know, something really important to remember in all of that is that you're a part of the church when you're on your day job. And I think that's so important to recognize. Like, the church is not confined to a weekend service. You are a part of the church when you are out in the world, when you are in your home, in your neighborhood, at your job. You are a part of the church there, and you can be using your gifts, your talents, to share Jesus with people, to love people, and to invite them into the church. You may be, I love this quote as well, you may be the only Bible that someone reads at your job or in your house. And so don't ever forget this. When you become a Jesus follower, you become a part of his church. And I want to challenge you today to be an active participant in it. You know, as we get ready to close today, I think the biggest thing that I want you to hear, two groups now I want to talk to. First, if you are a Jesus follower, recognize that your purpose is to glorify him by becoming like him. And as you become like him, your purpose is to love people and to share Jesus with as many people as possible through the specific talents and gifts that he has given you. He desires you to do that in the world, and he desires you to do that through his church. And if you're not doing that today, that's the challenge. Get involved. Begin to do that. Begin to experience the freedom and fulfillment that comes with that being your purpose and not being so hung up on the how of how you're supposed to do that. God will lead you to that through your passions and gifts. But the second group, if you don't know Jesus and you've gone through this life and you felt like you haven't had purpose, your purpose, your true purpose is only going to be found in one thing, through Jesus Christ. And the beginning of experiencing the plan and purpose that he has for you is by committing to follow him. By admitting, listen, I've got sin in my life. I'm sorry. I've messed up. But Jesus, I want you to take that sin away. I want you to free me from that. And I'm going to begin to follow you and allow you to change my life. There's this word called repentance, and we talk about it a lot here. It's not talked about in our culture anymore, it seems like, but it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful word. And it just means to say, I'm sorry, and I need you, God, and I want you in my life, and I'm ready for you to take the reins, because I recognize that there's so much freedom in that. And maybe you've been on the fence about that for a long time, and maybe you're hesitant, but would you please just reach out to us if that's you? We would love to talk to you more about what a relationship with Jesus looks like and begin to help you experience your God-given purpose. Again, it'll be the greatest decision you've ever made. You will find more freedom and more peace in that than you can imagine. And so today, that's the message. We want to help you become people who are on target to experience the growth that comes with experiencing his purpose for your life and really knowing the truth about that. And that's what we're praying for this week as you go throughout your week. Let's pray. Let's close out this time. Father, we love you. We praise you. We thank you for your truth. I just pray today that If there's anybody out there who has never experienced your purpose, your perfect purpose for their life, that they would hear this message today, take it to heart, and begin to live it out. God, I thank you and praise you that you have given us a purpose, that you didn't just create us and kind of leave us floating out there in the wind to figure things out on our own, but you are here to guide us and lead us and give us your wisdom. If only we would surrender to you, make you Lord of our life, and begin to follow you. That's my hope and prayer for us as a community. That's my hope and prayer for all that are listening or watching, that we would live out that purpose and that we would maybe change the world because of it. It's in Jesus' perfect name we pray. Everybody said, amen.